This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a Frontline Report, Sunday, May 26, 2019.
You are listening to an Infowars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the good news. We've got the bad news on EU elections and who's winning, who's losing. We'll cover it in T-minus 6 minutes. But right now, the full Tucker Carlson interview from Friday's up. We have the full AOC 30-minute in the gardens of New York. You can go to New York and plant whatever you want at a community garden. I looked it up. So the idea that white people are planting cauliflower because it's a white plant when it's not, imagine that mental illness, territorializing cauliflower. Or if you like Mexican food, you're culturally appropriating. That's what culture does. You appropriate what's good. As I've said, cowboy hats, chaps, all that was taken from the vaqueros of Mexico because it was smart to wear chaps in thorny bushes when you're on a course. And cowboy hats and sombreros work really good. Yeah, we appropriate stuff. Everybody appropriates what works. Look at all the Western stuff that's been appropriated. But that's the mental illness where no teaching's taught at college. All they teach, ladies and gentlemen, is that white people are killing the environment and that white people are bad. And by the way, I'm not lionizing brown people. 99% of the time, they're not the one pushing it. It's weird white leftists that want to radicalize minorities over to their control. But AOC, who looks like a wild meth head, says the earth's ending in 12 years. She then has Kathy RU in the full show talking about not only is cauliflower colonial, so is corn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, corn, according to archaeologists and anthropologists, shows up about 10,000 years ago being cultivated by the Mayans in southern Mexico and what is Guatemala today. But corn is from the Americas. So now, though, you see, in the leftist brain, she thinks that white people are eating corn. Now, any Mexican would laugh at AOC. That's just some New York creature that, oh, hello, I talk like this. Oh, corn bath, corn, and the cauliflower is white. But this is the mental illness. Now the leftists in defending her are attacking corn as a white vegetable. Who cares who first started growing it or cultivating it? I mean, again, I like sake. Japanese invented it. I like scotch. The Scots invented it. I'll watch a football game. America invented it. I'll watch soccer. Who cares? It's mental illness. When you look at anything, see it through the lens of race. So now, in defense of AOC, not only is cauliflower racist, it's kind of hiling Hitler behind the scenes. Corn's yellow. That's almost white. Here it is.
Well, it's part of monocropping. So our colonial ancestors grew cauliflower. So they're cropping the same old vegetables, not good for the environment because it's the same nutrients in the ground. And it actually hurts the environment to have the same old. So the corn, the cauliflower, it's colonialism. So she's talking about diversifying our vegetables as we should diversify our culture. So yucca instead of cauliflower is the way to go if you don't want to be.
So let's stop there. You see how the spin works. The earth's dying in 12 years, whatever AOC and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds say. And only use words we say or you're racist. It covers it all. And so they can just spit it. Okay, cauliflowers from the Middle East and Africa and named after Cyprus and the Mediterranean. Well, just jump to corn and say it's racist. Let's just move on from that. This is cuckoo land, folks. Cuckoo land. But they're not stopping. They're doubling down. It wasn't just her on his show. Headlines everywhere. Republicans defend racist cauliflower. God almighty. If this isn't psychological warfare, what isn't?
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Live and uncensored, unfiltered.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got major EU election results that are just starting to come out next segment. But first, Dems panic as Barr kicks Spygate into overdrive, and now you've got Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, Dick Cheney's wife, who represents the establishment, realizing that they're not going to win this against Trump, saying it's treason what the Democrats and others did against the president. Folks, any way you cut this cake, any way you slice this pizza, any way you read the tea leaves, any way you look out the window in the morning, think it's snowing or it's raining or it's sunshining, the globalists are screwing the pooch, effing the football, engaged in a cluster, you know what, and that just, I got a big repertoire of semantical lexicon that's about as big as they come. But sometimes good old-fashioned Saxon is the way to describe it. Sometimes the Saxon just rolls off the tongue, even if I can't say the Saxon on FCC-controlled radio and TV, I can remind you of the beautiful Saxon language the Normans told us we couldn't use. That's what it all comes down to, folks, is remembering where you come from. Wherever you come from, it's beautiful, it's amazing. Don't give in to the globalists. So, I want to air this special report. Dems panic as Barr kicks Spygate into overdrive. And then this little Alex Jones is the Trump presidency CNN panic as their massive layoffs take place. And then I'm going to get into the good news and the really bad news of the European parliamentary elections. The results are just now coming in. Got a new group of fighters coming your way. Here it is.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
In what has become an unprecedented partisan abuse of legislative power, the Democrats have made a series of moves intended on undermining the executive office at the expense of the levers of our constitutional republic.
We have some 34 days. Some 34 days since the Mueller report was made public. This is the number of days that the Trump administration has been above the law.
The impeachment process is going to be inevitable. It's just a question of when, not if.
My position on impeachment is what it has always been, and that is the President of the United States of America needs to be impeached.
In the epicenter of the madness, Washington, D.C. impeachment zealots are scurrying around the hallowed halls of Congress in a desperate bid to distract the public from the growing panic regarding the Spygate investigation into the Obama administration that could pull the rug out from under the Democrats' chances in the upcoming election.
You look at the origin of the investigation, where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them, the Mueller report, I wish, covered the origins, how it started.
Just asking thanks, about thanks DOJ investigating the origins of the Russia probe. Do you think they'll find anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration?
I have no idea what DOJ is doing. Thanks.
Do you have any comment on them exploring the origins of the Russia probe, investigating the investigators? Do you think it's a worthy cause to do that?
I'm not commenting. Thank you.
Let's remember who Mr. Barr is. Let's examine his conduct. And let's treat his statements in this new investigation for what they really are. Treat them like Trump reelection campaign press releases, because that's what this is about.
But what do you do about
it? This is about distracting from... Well, we need the media to be sure that they point this out, that this is an attorney general who is clearly acting like President Trump's own Roy Cohen, who thinks he's there to defend the president.
Associated Press reports President Donald Trump granted Attorney General William Barr new powers to review and potentially release classified information related to the origins of the Russia investigation. Trump explicitly delegated Barr with declassification power, noting it would not automatically extend to another attorney general and only for use in the review of the Russia investigation. Before using the new authority, Barr should consult with intelligence officials to the extent he deems it practicable.
The concern from Democrats seems to be that Barr can't be trusted and there might be selective release of information. Does that pretty much sum up the worry about him?
Yeah, that's a fair concern. I mean, when you have someone else who's outside their organization now able to say, for whatever reason, I'm going to now... it's declassified, but also potentially make it public. That's very scary to other intelligence agencies.
Outside of Washington, D.C., congressional state Democrats are wreaking havoc on the future of the presidential election, whether their constituents want it or not. 18 states are considering bills that would require presidential candidates to disclose their taxes in order to be on the 2020 election ballot. Out of those 18 states, only Vermont would require candidates for governor and other statewide offices to disclose at least part of their tax returns. The Democrats creating legislation that only applies to others, not to their own corrupt tax returns. Meanwhile, as the Washington Times reports, the Nevada Senate approved a national popular vote bill. The bill intends on undermining the Electoral College and now goes to Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak's desk. Assembly Bill 186 would bring Nevada into the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Nevada would become the 16th jurisdiction to join the compact, along with 14 states and the District of Columbia. The 2020 presidential election is shaping up to be a complete mess. John Bound reporting.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silent. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies. You are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Oh,
InfoWars is InfoWars.
Brian Stelter is so sad to have to say that Trump's the InfoWars president. You know, I loved all the disinfo over the last few years. Oh, Trump doesn't like Alex Jones. Trump's with QAnon. Oh, Alex is getting arrested. Oh, blah, blah. And then, of course, Trump tweets a bunch of our stuff. And it's all bull. I'm not saying all the QAnon folks are bad either. It's just a bunch of cutouts. You don't know who they are, but on there 25 years. It's just crazy. But regardless, we've got the EU election results, a lot of them coming in, some good, some bad. Overall, though, very exciting. We'll hit those quickly. And then we will hit so many other points straight ahead. NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I've got some very disturbing news for you. You don't think the globalists are going to sit on their hands and watch every establishment globalist lose from Brazil to Iceland to Spain to Italy to the UK? They were going to strike back by banning and censoring anybody that told the truth about nationalism and free market and capitalism, and anybody that opposed the Islamic invasion. They were also going to engage in election fraud. The EU took over the UK without a vote more than 30 years ago. But the public 3 years ago voted to leave. 3 years later, they didn't leave. The prime minister had to resign because she tried to sell the people out with an EU plan that was even more draconian than what they've been under before. An unelected system with 93% of their laws made by the unelected EU bureaucracy. And so now, normally they give you election results by Friday. They had UK elections on Thursday. Parts of Europe have their parliamentary elections Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But by law, by 21 hours Greenwich Mean Time, that's like 4 hours ago, they were supposed to release the election results, but they didn't. And now they're reporting, I've got all the articles right here, just printed off minutes ago, 40% of the UK is reporting. All of Europe's reporting. But the UK that voted first, they still are not reporting. Isn't that just sweet? All the crimes the EU commits, all the things they engage in, you don't think they'll engage in fraud now? Now, the landslide's been so big for Le Pen, the nationalists, that Macron has lost. Doesn't mean he'll leave office, but his party lost this round. And parliaments go generally in thirds, not in 50-50s. It'll take another election unseen. Hell, Merkel's lost three in a row. She's still in there. Le Pen beats Macron in France as nationalists gain in EU vote. Reuters. Oh, they're gaining. The right and the Greens gain ground in European elections. AP. Green wave in EU. Vote amid climate crisis. Yes, got to pay the Rothschilds those taxes. 40% counted so far. 33.8% hard Brexiters. Conservative leader 23.8. Remains 40.8. But they're already announcing that Tommy Robinson's lost. They're saying Nigel Farage is projected to win by a landslide. The leader of the new Brexit party, only 6 weeks old, talked about it a year ago, but really launched it 6 weeks ago. Put a ring on it 6 weeks ago. He's set to get the most seats of any party in Europe. Tommy Robinson, blacked out everywhere, demonized, attacked, thousands of Muslims showing up, trying to physically attack him. Media would say, Tommy did it. We showed you the raw footage here. Well, here's his statement from Cassandra Fairbanks just a little while ago. Says social media deplatforming interfered with his ability to campaign. I don't want to say it's a concession, but here it is.
The whole way people use, the Trump won his campaign on social media. Brexit was won on social media. I'm banned from all social media. So my ability to fight a fair campaign is gone, orchestrated and organised by the government. So do I think I stand a chance? I think it's near on impossible to fight. How can you fight a whole establishment that are funding, the union funded 100 billboards of lies against me? I can't even counteract them.
So again, the UK had its polls on Thursday. We were supposed to normally learn the next day They said, oh, you'll learn on Sunday. They've still not released poll results, but I guess they've told Tommy he lost, which is some of the tricks I've noticed they play. Because, by the way, I don't like Al Gore. I hate Al Gore. Also don't like, I hate George W. Bush. But remember, they had Gore go ahead and concede till he figured out what was happening. United Kingdom, not available. Sweden, Spain, Slovenia, Slovakia, Romania, Portugal, Poland, the Netherlands, Malta, Luxembourg, Lithuania, Latvia, Italy, Ireland, Hungary, Greece, Germany, France, Finland, Estonia, Denmark, Czech, Cyprus, Croatia, Bulgaria, Belgium, Austria. All open days later, all giving full results. Ireland giving full results, but not England. Because a lot of special things are happening right now to make sure those reports never come out. Tommy Robinson is a rock star in England. My parents are Anglophiles, if they're anything. They go to England at least once a year. They like the Netherlands, too. But they go to the Netherlands and England every year. Yeah, 40 years ago, my mom had teacups of the Queen. She doesn't like her now. The point is that they like England. Yeah, that's where we're from. And they're in taxi cabs. They're everywhere. And it's just like, we love Trump. We love America. We love Alex Jones. Do you know him? You're from Austin. I'm not bragging. Oh, look, I'm a big guy. My parents are mobbed by Trump and Alex Jones supporters in England. They've been in Paris and they've been in Athens. People go, oh, you're from Austin. We love Alex Jones. They tell them that they're my parents. The guy took them around for 3 days for free in Athens and bought them dinner because they were my parents. Same thing happened in England. They were giving them free taxi rides. I mean, it's on fire. But Tommy Robinson thinks he may have lost. Yeah, right. You know, we're not sore losers here, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen the censorship. We've seen the manipulation. We've seen the control. Yes, Tommy Robinson has gotten the highest independent vote in history, but still not enough to win the seat, if you even believe that. And that's Avi Yemeni, who's a UK Commonwealth / Australian citizen, also an Israeli, good reporter, reporting on that. So that's the facts. But the good news is, Farage winning, they're thrown in the towel. Four. What's happening with Macron? Strangely enough, where the voting started on Thursday, they can't tell you yet. That tells you the hanky-panky is going on. All right, let's stop right there. The very same UN globalist program to collapse European borders and bring in 15 million military-aged men in the last 6-7 years is the same program we're under now. And the bad news is, as much as Trump tries to secure our republic, I don't want to put a wet blanket on the recovery. But the truth is, we got bad news for you on the other side that needs to be heard if we're going to fix this. There are millions of illegals being dumped every few months on the streets. It's collapsing local governments, and the reports are in. We'll break those down on the other side and talk about how do we stop this and how do we expose the Democrats who invited this and who advertised this and who engineered this. It's all coming up live at newswars.com. Spread that link. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you.
We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When I grow up, I want a pro-human future beyond the stars. And I commit my soul and all my energy towards the defeat of the enemy. Now, God, take control of me. Because I'm weak. Only you can guide me. Direct me.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to be clear about something, everybody. And I'm not knocking guys that like to play football or be in baseball or power lifters or guys that like to arm wrestle, and their whole world's about how they're the biggest, baddest dude on the planet and they all try to intimidate other men. But we have a technocracy. We have globalist scientists that are studying how we operate, nerds basically. I'm not saying all nerds are bad, but these are nerds. We have mad scientists that have built this world government that takes humanity out of its normal operation and into this false system to deconstruct us and to render us down to nothing. And that is the ultimate assault. That is the ultimate enslavement. And so as a man, I want to resist that, not because I'm big and bad and tough, but because I care about humanity, and I see the wages of this system are lower IQ, cancer, failure, depression, death. That's why I don't worry about myself, because I realize we're all dead anyways if we don't change this. You don't just think this planet is going to sit here with us on it, and we're going to launch this big operation into space without something trying to kill us in the womb. As above, so below, the sorcerers say. So I'm going to be very clear about this for everybody right now. I'm not worthy to bring you this information. But I'm also not trying to prey on you. So I'm here to give it to you. And the fact that I'm the person delivering this information is a very scary prologue to where we're going. You understand? There's a barbarous evil in the universe. There's a barbarous evil in our own hearts. And if we don't temper that and be better men and women, civilization and our very souls will be lost. And so that's all I'm really trying to say to people at the end of the day is this. I'm sitting around the radio like, hey, look, Trump says there was treason. And they're getting ready with treason charges against the deep state. How sad is that for our country? And how dangerous is that for our country? I mean, this isn't just some radio show where I'm just saying all this. I was in D.C. a month ago. And I wasn't there getting all the answers. I was there giving the answers and vice versa. But this isn't make-believe land. This isn't Game of Thrones. This isn't Netflix. This is real world, folks. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the fight's happening now. And I see all these incredibly strong men. They could be black. They could be brown. They could be pink. I guess there's some folks that are white. And everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to go watch Avengers Endgame, and I'm going to go to the mall, and I'm going to go work out. It's all like this candy land. If you're not conscious and you're not involved in the fight for humanity and what it stands for, you have nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't judge people that have had abortions. I know they lie to you. They tell you, oh, it's not a baby, whatever. And, you know, you're broke. Your girlfriend's 20 years old, whatever, you pay for it, it's done. And the baby probably doesn't feel too much pain up to the second trimester, so I'm not judging you. But I'm simply saying, you're still snuffing out a life, and sometimes the most beautiful flowers grow in the mud. Some of our best people come from single mothers and from poor people and from people that are bad. And when you realize that it's not a woman's right, as they say, but it's a religion of the globalists to kill babies and to tell you they're not human when they're the most innocent, purest of all our people, a clear slate that we can project God's will on and watch amazing things happen. Do you really think your soul's going to be safe? Do you really think your life's going to be safe when we've killed 100 million Americans since Roe v. Wade in 1974? Cancer rates are up tens of thousands of percent. Autism's up 30,000 percent. Neurological disorders are up 20-plus thousand percent. Our IQs are dropping. We're dying. Because anybody that doesn't value children is divorce from God. So I don't judge people that have had abortions because you didn't know what happened. You were lied to. Like the thief and the murderer on the cross, and one of them said, I don't see you, God. The other said, I see you. God said, your sins are wiped clean. I'm not here like some Pharisee telling you have all these sins and you're a piece of crap. I'm just telling you that you better get right with the maker of the universe. And you better decide what team you're on. Because this planet doesn't just sit here in space as a joke. You're like in the middle of God's creation in space with the sun and stars and everything around you and all the dimensions above you and below you. And you laugh at God and say there is no God when God's looking at you. Because all God can do, God's omnipresent, is create a new God. Doesn't mean you are a God yet or you want to be a God, but a consciousness, a free will, a free system that has free will that can make its own decisions. That's what God creates. And God gives you all of this and you piss on it. If you don't protect the seeds that God's created, God will cut you off forever. And the enemy wants you to do that because they want you cut off. They have already lost. They want to suck you down to that pit they're in. So, I'm going to air this final powerful report. CNN caught framing woman for racism. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. They want us shut down because it shows what frauds they are. But another big report that I talked about last week that we never even aired, but it just went live on InfoWars.com, where pro-choicers support aborting children up to age three directly from Dr. Peter Singer and PETA. This is what it's all really about, folks. At the end of the day, it's about your soul and eternity. All right, let's go to this piece of the report. I hope you share the report she has on InfoWars. The children are counting on you. Here it is.
What's the difference between a little tiny heartbeat and her heartbeat? There's still heartbeats for a human.
It's not about the heartbeat. It's about the mama. It's about the mother's choice.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
How many times I tell you? That's okay, Peter Singer, man.
Give me an argument for that.
I need a moment.
How many times I tell you? Up to age three.
You know, a lot of countries have a lot different CIA. Views on life and when life begins, when life...
When does life begin for you?
I don't know. Are we even really alive?
So you get that? You don't have a soul. You don't have free will. Just give up. Imagine if Caitlin, which I would never want to happen, pulled out a knife and just slit her throat, grabbed her by the hair and went, you don't live either. Would the police would arrest her? She's a human. According to her, nobody was alive. Give yourself to Satan. I got another idea. No, I won't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Page on Friday, it has been viewed more than 7 million times. It shows the manager asking the men to prove that they could pay before they ordered. Susan Littlefield shows us how the story captured the country's attention.
You gotta do it. Hey, 'cause you never have money when you come in.
We never have money.
This video is the talk of the nation.
Her name was Dominique Moran. She was a young lady from South Carolina who was going to college. She moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul. She got a job at Chipotle, one of her two jobs. Remember her last year? And that viral video where there's a woman behind the counter refusing to serve a group of innocent black Somalis. Well, later they had to admit, once surveillance footage was released, that these men resembled the exact men who kept coming in day after day and ordering the food, and then as soon as the food was brought forward, grabbing it and running out, or swiping a bad credit card and grabbing the food and running out. But that didn't matter. You see, these young men knew what they were doing. They came in, large group, and started videotaping right away because this is the age of Jesse Smollett. This is the age of theater. This is the age of, you don't just come into a restaurant and behave however you want and walk all over them. No, no, no. In the process, when people fight back, you then turn yourself into a victim, because that's the ultimate crime in the leftist world, is fighting back against their rapacious activity. But now, pigs are flying. Hell has frozen over. CNN has come out and admitted that an internet mob falsely painted a Chipotle employee as a rapist. Sorry. But now, hell has frozen over. Pigs are now flying. CNN, one of the chief architects of this hoax last year, covering their ass from lawsuits, obviously, has come out and said how an internet mob falsely painted a Chipotle employee as racist. It's ruined her life. She lost her job. She gets death threats everywhere. Her name is all over the internet. And all she did was stand up against what was obviously a criminal gang who will not respond back to CNN or anybody else. But it fit into the Jussie Smollett narrative. And that's how this whole system works. We live in a country now under such mind control that AOC is out walking around community gardens in New York and says, look, cauliflower, it's white, it's European, it's colonialism, it shouldn't be here. This plant is an invasive species. Why isn't yucca from Latin America being grown? Because it doesn't grow there, sweetheart. And cauliflower's from Africa and the Middle East, dumbass. But see, she's the perfect poster girl for the ignorance. Where the hall has the Irish name Lynch on it at a college. They remove it because the word Lynch scares people. Or Martin Luther King bust have been taken out of colleges because we talked about all the children together with God in the future. He didn't add LGBT because those terms didn't exist then. He's got to come down. It's a way for the corporate system and the leftist universities to denounce everything and anything when they want. And why is this story so important about this poor young lady whose life's been ruined? It's important because I experienced the exact same thing. And this isn't about me, but it's about how dangerous the left is. It isn't just empire stars like Jussie Smollett at the stage events for ratings and money and racial division who then gets off. When I went into Lucy's Fried Chicken a few months ago, it was national news. The leftists came to my table three times and said, we're going to get you. We're going to hurt you. You're going to die. F you. Eat, S-H, you know what, T. And finally, when I walked out from the inside area to the outside, they were waiting for me, saying I was going to die. And I finally stood up and said, F you back. They all edited the video, uploaded to Reddit, tens of millions of views. Alex Jones attacks innocent people. But you know what? The moral of the story is the left finally found a bottom. The Austin American Statesman sent their leftist head political reporter, Jonathan Tillove, who'll probably get fired for this, to the restaurant. And they said, no, Mr. Jones was inside. He complained they were coming over, threatening him. He went outside. He was already leaving. We didn't throw him out. We threw them out. And the Statesman didn't say Alex Jones vindicated in the headline. Alex Jones stood up to bullies. They just said, okay, confrontation, and Alex Jones didn't start it. But that was finally the left finding some semblance of a soul. All the other publications said I attacked these people. Just randomly in a restaurant. F you, son of a bitch. You want to fight? Let's go. Just randomly. I'm a crazy person. And did CNN finally find its soul? This poor young woman didn't do a damn thing but stand up against a bunch of thugs using their color as an excuse to run around and engage in all sorts of bizarre activity. Because that's the truth, man. Cauliflower isn't racist. It's a damn plant. Milk isn't racist. Stuff that's white isn't racist. This is mental illness. And it's what our colleges have turned into. The Chi-Coms don't put up with this. They're funding all this mental illness here to bring us down. We've got to reach out to the leftists. We've got to reach out to them because they have been so radicalized. They have been so brainwashed. They really believe, folks, that we're all Nazis, but George Soros fought Nazis when it's the opposite. But really what they are is followers. They could be white, they could be black, they could be old, they could be young, who are looking for a way to be in power, looking for a way to have value. Instead of producing and being part of the American system, they see conquering America as the way to have power. So if you can say you're being thrown out of restaurants and everybody's treating you bad, And if you can say cauliflower's racist, if you can say Bernie Sanders holds up a piece of chicken that was good, he's racist, you think you can then dominate reality by labeling it what you want it to be so that you can be the victim. The universe doesn't work like that. And this is a globalist psychological warfare program that has been put in place to cripple you. I know our viewers and listeners, most of you get this better than I, but I'm talking to the folks out there like Antifa, who all look like they're half dead and on methamphetamines, that literally believe that there shouldn't be free speech in this country and who are cheering on censorship and all this. You're authoritarians. You're dirtbags. And you're funded by the big corporate media and the big banks, and you're protected. You're the establishment. God almighty. The truth is, CNN did this because their ratings have plunged to almost zero, and they're getting sued. Word is they're getting sued over this. They try to say Fox News and ABC said the woman was a racist. No, CNN, we all saw you, top story for weeks. You were leading this. It doesn't matter you went back and changed all the headlines of the articles. The Wayback Machine and all the videos have it. And again, it just shows how, just like with Jesse Smollett or the Covington kids or anything, they just frame people. But the truth is, people are now going and checking on what you're reporting and finding out what liars you are. That's it for this long live transmission. All these videos have been posted at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The globalists are blocking us and censoring us because the truth is effective. But whether you're old, young, black, white, I don't give a rat's ass. If you love freedom and you love justice and you love speech, email these videos, text these messages, these video links. Share them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Stand up against the censorship. And don't cheer when leftists get censored. That's starting. This is all a corporate power grab. Let's stand together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. You got to go read CNN's article, though, man. They're really trying to cover their butt. And it goes through all the horrible things she went through. And the whole outraged mob on the internet coming after her to destroy her and how she got fired and how she's collapsed and has had her life destroyed. Because she's a liberal. She did everything she was supposed to do. But she was just used as a tool in the larger agenda to destroy everybody. She's just not the victim. You want to be real victims? You leftists are the victims you say you want to be. You're the victims of a corporate mind control program to make you a bunch of chip-on-the-shoulder mental patients that'll never be able to get a job and never be able to figure out why you're so helpless. The globalists don't want rugged individualists. They don't want people that build their own systems. They want followers. They want slaves. Just like George Carlin always said, it's a big globalist club and you ain't in it. And the globalists are pushing racial division. They're the ones pushing all of this. I'm Alex Jones from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, we've got more live feeds coming up tonight at InfoWars.com/show. I want to thank all our local TV and radio stations picking up the broadcast. We're just pro-Americans promoting common sense and freedom. That's why we're under attack. We're against aborting babies after they're born. We're against world government. We're against radical Islam. We're against communism. So we're the bad guys. But the truth is, the truth's resonating. We're winning thanks to you. So spread those links to NewsWars.com. Thank you. Great job, crew.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.